The Nashville Public Defender's Office is launching a new program that simulates the life of a returning felon. As WPLN's Mariba Knight reports, the workshop aims to show people the obstacles that come with being released.
This morning, Sylvia Rappaport is not herself. She's Janet, a woman just coming out of prison after serving 20 years for murder and drug charges. And she's trying to report to her probation officer, a no-nonsense woman sitting on the other side of a folding table.
Okay, and I need to see your photo ID.
But Janet's got a problem.
I was denied an ID. I have a Social Security card.
I can't see you. I need you to get your photo ID.
Well, if I was denied the photo ID, then how do I accomplish that?
I don't know.
These simulations are aimed at college students and community members interested in criminal justice. They assume the identity of an ex-offender, and they're given a packet that includes a few dollars, maybe some government documents, and a schedule of tasks. Get a job, pay court fees, find housing. Some tasks feel impossible. Others really are impossible. It's just like getting out of prison, says Patricia Shelton, who's currently acting as that no-nonsense probation officer.
I think just showing people that it's not as easy as it sounds. I have rent. I have a certain amount of money when I'm coming out of jail. I need to pay all these fees. Something is going to be short.
The simulation is designed to build empathy, to see what it's like navigating a system that at times can feel like it's working against you. Brittany Fitzgerald Hill is a freshman at American Baptist College, where the simulation is being held.
Wow, so I can say I'm stressed for them. Because not only do you have to complete your task, you have to try to prioritize your task.
She's right. Some people are forgoing food. Others are checking in with their probation officer instead of going to work. Everything is a trade-off, it seems. Remember Sylvia Rappaport? Her character, Janet, hasn't eaten in 2 weeks. She's struggling to pay her court fees. Playing her has Rappaport stressed out.
I really thought this would be an opportunity for me to, in a safe place, walk in their shoes. It's brutal.
For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.